Time for the KSL in depth. Federal government says a pair of Utah power plants will have to spend big for new emission control technology. The EPA today approved in part and refused in part the state's regional haze plan.
It's meant to cut down on haze at national parks across the West, but especially arches in canyonlands. Under the EPA plan, the Hunter and Huntington power plants will need to trim their emissions. Utah Division of Air Quality Director Bryce Bird is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And what did the EPA like about Utah's plan, or what didn't they like about it?
Well, maybe we'll start with the positive first.
All right.
The state had developed a plan that focused on controls not only from the power plants, but also the things like prescribed fires, road dust, vehicle emissions, because the visibility or the views at our national parks is really an important part of the national park experience, and so we have focused on that for a number of years. The action to partially approve and partially disapprove focused on some additional controls for oxides of nitrogen. And as the state developed our plan, of course, we looked at the most cost-effective way at meeting the visibility goals and had selected different options than what EPA finally imposed today.
So what are the downsides, then, to the EPA's approach to cutting haze?
Really, our analysis showed that the state plan, by focusing additional reductions on particulate matter and sulfur dioxide, actually had an equal or better benefit to visibility. And the real difference is the cost. And so the EPA imposed plan at this point would require an additional $600 million of controls with a very little visibility benefit coming from those controls.
So is this the final word, or is there still some room for negotiation?
Certainly, we'll look at the entire package when EPA publishes that. We'll work with stakeholders and decide what actions to take in the future, whether to try to modify what EPA had proposed or taken final action on, and working with the utility to see what is the best option moving forward.
All right, Bryce, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome.